Chapter 19. The next couple of days occurred without incident, and I was relieved. Ben had a strong core, and after a few lessons, he could swing his sword like a weapon. He was pretty adept for a long leg with skinny arms, but working on the farm will do that for you. The problem with most farmers being soldiers was the only weapons they wielded were pitchforks, hoes, and buckets of slop.
"Slash, Ben!"
I said, banging his sword away.
"Don't poke. Don't stab. That sword's not made for that. You need a light, smaller sword if you want to stab, and a quick opponent will roll right past you and slash your arm off. Have you ever seen a man poke a man's arm off before?"
Ben shook his head.
"If you poke them, they might bleed. But slash a part off, and they'll run."
Ben's face tightened. "Hard to imagine such a thing. But when you fight, these things happen. They can happen to you just the same." I slapped him on the shoulder.
"But this is what you wanted, isn't it?"
He looked a little green as he shook his head yes.
"But stabbing's how I killed the jackal,"
he said, thumbing notches on his blade's edge.
"True, but the jackal wasn't looking. And you had a magic sword to boot."
I twirled Fang with my wrist.
"He's a fine thing, isn't he?"
I rubbed the dragon heads on the pommel, then jerked Dragon Claw out for display.
"Now, if you want to poke somebody, you need one of these."
"Whoa! I never would have imagined such a thing,"
he said, eyeing it with fascination.
"This is Dragon Claw, and he's helped me out of more than one jam or two. When we get closer to town, we'll find you a dagger for your boot."
I tugged at his girdle.
Probably can fit a nice one in there as well. You can never be too careful.
As Ben rubbed the back of his neck, I could see the uncertainty build in his eyes.
"Good. A young man like that needs to know what he's in for."
But I was going easy on him for now.
"I'm hungry.
I'll check the fish traps,"
Ben said, sliding the broadsword into his belt.
"And I'll start the fire,"
I said. I liked Ben. He was good company. And other than a few glances, he hadn't even asked about my arm, which I found extraordinary. But country folk always did have the best manners. After gathering a few twigs and skinning down some branches, I had a fire going in no time. It wasn't long after when Ben returned with a string of fish.
"Pretty nice catch you have there,"
I said. He grinned from ear to ear.
"The stream's full of them. I could fish here all week."
I cooked, he skinned, and not long after I lay on my back and watched the wind blowing the black silhouettes of the leaves.
"Think you can stay up this time?"
I said. Ben covered his mouth, yawning.
"Oh, I'm feeling spry tonight."
He grabbed a stone and ran it along the edge of his sword.
"Dragon, I was wondering, what do you do exactly? Do you hunt treasure? Where are you from? I've never seen a man like you before. And when I left, all the people were talking about you."
I sat up. "Really? What did they say?"
"My cousin said you were one of those dragon poachers."
"Really?" I held up my hand.
"With an arm like this?"
He scratched his head and said,
"It is peculiar, but I've seen strange travelers before."
He perked up.
"I even saw some elves once. They didn't talk, but they had the most beautiful armor."
"Listen, Ben, if you're going to ride with me, and you might just die with me, you might as well know."
He leaned forward.
"Know what?"
"I'm looking for dragons."
His eyes brightened.
"You're a hunter?"
I shook my head. He snapped his fingers.
"A poacher, then? I've heard about them.
He shrank back.
But aren't they evil?
Yes, but I am neither. I don't hunt dragons. I don't kill them. I rescue them. He scratched his head and asked,
Why would a dragon need rescued?
What do you know about the dragons, Ben? He shrugged.
And they have fiery breath and scales as hard as steel. Some are as big as horses and others as small as a goat.
His face drew up.
Will you take me with you to rescue one? Oh, they have treasure, too. Wagon loads of it, I hear. And there are thousands of them in the Mountain of Doom. They say there's one there so large, he can swallow an elephant whole.
There was only one who could, that I knew of.
Where'd you hear that?
A troubadour who was passing through one day sang about it. She was a pretty young thing. Half elven, she said she was. With honey brown hair and lips the color of wine.
And she sang no songs of auburn-haired fellows with eyes as gold as the sun?
No.
Are you certain?
I'd have remembered for sure. We don't get many bards where I come from.
I rose to a knee, hand instinctively falling to my hilt.
What is it?
Ben said. I put my finger to my lips. He cupped his ear. What I heard was flapping, and not the common kind of the night air. Not birds, not owls, nor any other common thing, but something vastly rare. The horses nickered. Their hooves stomped and stammered. Stay with the horses, I said, pulling my bow out. Something bad is coming.